I'll see you tomorrow, he sighed, and I knew he wanted me to leave now. Tomorrow, then, I opened the door unwillingly. Bella, I turned, and he was leaning toward me, his pale, glorious face just inches from mine. My heart stopped beating. Sleep well, he said. His breath blew in my face, stunning me. It was the same exquisite scent that clung to his jacket, but in a more concentrated form. I blinked, thoroughly dazed. He leaned away. I was unable to move until my brain had somewhat unscrambled itself. Then I stepped out of the car awkwardly, having to use the frame for support. I thought I heard him chuckle, but the sound was too quiet for me to be certain. He waited till I had stumbled to the front door. Then I heard his engine quietly rev. I turned to watch the silver car disappear around the corner. I realized it was very cold. I reached for the key mechanically, unlocked the door, and stepped inside. Charlie called from the living room. Bella? Yeah, Dad, it's me. I walked in to see him. He was watching a baseball game. You're home early. Am I? I was surprised. It's not even 8 yet, he told me. Did you girls have fun? Yeah, it was lots of fun. My head was spinning as I tried to remember all the way back to the girls' night out I'd planned. They both found dresses. Are you all right? I'm just tired. I did a lot of walking. Well, maybe you should go lie down. He sounded concerned. I wondered what my face looked like. I'm just going to call Jessica first.